come to my attention that, you know, when we all grew up in Tubishvat, we all think of a brown paper bag with hard fruit that we don't really taste so much, but there's definitely a deeper essence of what Tubishvat's all about. Sanz Rebbe once said an amazing thing. He said that from Tubishvat until Shavuos, we don't go 2 weeks. 2 weeks without a yontif. What does he say? From Tubishvat, what's that 2 weeks after Tubishvat? Rosh Chodesh Adar. And what's after Rosh Chodesh Adar? Purim. And what's after Rosh Chodesh Purim? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And then we have Pesach. And then he says Rosh Chodesh Iyar and Lag BaOmer, Rosh Chodesh Sivan and Shavuot. So we're going into a very different time. As soon as tonight, as Shkia comes in, tonight we're going into a very different zman. In the past, you know, it may might not look like it outside, but when it comes down to it, the Mishnah says that the Rosh Hashanah for Ilanos is Tubishvat. You know, there's a little sap down in the tree that's starting to grow. It might not look like there's all this snow and ice and up here in the northeast over here. When it comes down to it, there's something very special going on. So what's going on? So I saw an amazing story from the Rebbe of Zedichov. He said that he used to have thousands of people come to his tish on Tubishvat. What happened? He didn't have so many fruits to give out. What happened? One tish happened, and he realized that the Rebbetzin unfortunately didn't buy enough fruits. She didn't buy enough fruits. What happened? The story goes, Kam Rabbeinu V'Amar, he got up and he said, Im Perus Atem Mevakshim, if it's fruits, that's what you came here for, Hareini Omar Lachem Eifulim Sosan, I'm going to tell you where to find it. You want to play hide and seek? I'm going to tell you where to find it. Eilu Dvarim Sha'adam Ochel Perusein Ba'olam Haza. You're looking for Paris from Olam Haza, but I'm going to tell you Paris from Olam Haba. And what's the Paris from Olam Haba? Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. You want to know how to have fruits? Talmud Torah. Have Torah. If you guys don't know, today's the Pnei Yeshua is Yortzeit. Pnei Yeshua. We always look at the Pnei Yeshua. He's always defending Rashi. But do we know why the Pnei Yeshua wrote his Sefer? There's an amazing story where Razan likes saying over. The Pnei Yeshua was once in a terrible, terrible fire in his house, and unfortunately, several members of his family were killed. And then he writes in his introduction of the Sefer, I've seen it inside. He said, he told Hashem, if you save me from this fire, I'm going to dedicate my life in defending Rashi. And that's the whole Sefer Pnei Yeshua. What happens? Kadosh Baruch Hu Mamash saved him. It's not a coincidence, maybe we could say, it's not a coincidence that Pnei Yeshua's yard site is Dafka Yud Dalet Shvat, right before Tubish Shvat. And if you look at that, what's Purim? Purim, the Gemara says, Hadar B'Kibulam, right? They accepted the Torah out of love. This whole eating now is increasing to our own level. No one says you have to learn 24 hours a day. You know, there's definitely Rechaim Kenevsis in the world. But each one in our own level, to realize that Tubishvat is a day of increasing our Torah, to realize that each one of us is a safer Torah in and of itself, that we're not Chas Shom looking at the other trees or the other guys in our shir, but not everyone on their own level. And then we could come with Mir Tashem, when we meet the Rebbe of Zedichev in Olam Haba, we say, Rebbe, we were Mekayim, your Peros. Not only talking about the Paris of Eretz Yisrael, we should not have the Paris of Eretz Yisrael and our Tubishvat Seder tonight or tomorrow, right? As I saw a Satmar Chassid last night, this farm cell invited me to come tomorrow to the Indian to have it at the end of the day. But in Mitzvah, everyone on our level to increase our Torah, if that means to learn 2 minutes before we go to bed or to when we go to this farm cell to get a safer that we wouldn't usually pick up. But everyone on their own level to be able to realize that Tubishvat, now starting from Tubishvat up until Shavuos, it's all about Talmud Torah. To try to increase our Talmud Torah, and then in Mitzvah we meet the Rabbi Zedichov. We'll tell him that we were Mekayim Tubishvat in the best way possible. Have a great day.